Hey guys, coming up today on Sports Spectrum, Teddy Bluger, Stanley Cup champion, 2023 Stanley Cup champion. He took the day that he spends with the Stanley Cup. Every NHL player gets a day with the cup. He took it to his hometown of Latvia. Latvia, how cool is that? So we're going to hear that story. We're going to hear about embracing change as an athlete and certainly gratitude as a follower of Christ. Teddy Bluger, now a Vancouver Canuck. He's going to be joining us here in just a second on Sports Spectrum. First, I want to tell you about the Sports Spectrum magazine. You can get your subscription right now over at sportsspectrum.com. Go to sportsspectrum.com, click the magazine icon, and you can subscribe right now to the best thing that we do here at Sports Spectrum, the greatest resource that we have, the Sports Spectrum magazine, featuring faith-filled, family-friendly stories. You can get this for your kids. You can get this for your friends. You can get this for your family. If they love Jesus and they love sports, the Sports Spectrum magazine makes a great gift. Go to sportsspectrum.com right now. When you subscribe to a one-year subscription, put in the code podcast15 when you check out. Podcast15, podcast15 when you check out. And you can save 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. Go to sportsspectrum.com and subscribe today. Today's Sports Spectrum podcast is also presented by our friends at the Faith and Sports Institute at Baylor University's Truett Seminary. It's a place where Christian leaders in sports are formed and equipped through theological education, practical training, and useful resources. As a sports ministry leader, coach, athlete, pastor, or student who wants to learn more, you can apply for admission in an online or residential graduate degree program and take continuing education certificate classes and participate in character and leadership practicums. Check out baylor.edu/truett/FSI. baylor.edu/truett/FSI. Think deep, lead strong, and run the race well with the Faith and Sports Institute at Baylor University today. Teddy Bluger, Stanley Cup champion, now with the Vancouver Canucks. Is it weird to hear Stanley Cup champion, Teddy?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I think probably it's sunk in, but I don't think I'm used to hearing that before my name for sure.
100%. Well, thanks for being here, man. We're so glad to have you here on Sports Spectrum. I do want to start with just, I know you took a trip recently to Latvia, and you know every player, member of the Stanley Cup champion teams gets one day with the Stanley Cup. And I just thought for you, this sounds like an incredible opportunity where you get to go to your hometown in Latvia. Can you tell us what that experience was like and even the decision and the process to make sure you were going to take it there versus maybe somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the decision, I think for a second we hesitated there. Obviously, our first thought was to bring it there, but I came over to Minnesota when I was 14 and my wife grew up there. So we were kind of almost like for a second, we kind of hesitated, almost thinking bringing it to Minnesota just because we have so many friends and all that there. And but it just kind of felt right bringing it back home and sharing it with my parents, my grandma, my godfather, just close family, friends, people that have kind of helped me along the way growing up. Just everyone back home. Unfortunately, some of my teammates and friends from high school and from college came out there. So because it's obviously a long trip and, you know, it's not cheap and it's a long travel just for kind of one event. So we were obviously super appreciative of that with my wife, and it was awesome to see, you know, just to see my dad see it for the first time, and everyone, it hasn't really been over there before. So just every people's reaction and just how excited they were was almost more fun to see it than kind of our own excitement.
What was the kind of most interesting thing you did with the cup that day?
Most interesting. Well, the way we did it was we brought it. So we had got it right around 11 a.m. and we brought it to my parents' house for a couple hours. We had it there and just, you know, like even like their neighbors and friends and a bunch of people over, just taking pictures. And I mean, it was kind of, I was a little nervous, like walking in, everyone was just there kind of waiting in their yard when you brought it in, but it was fun. And then we ate some borscht out of it. which my grandma made, which is one of my favorite things to eat when I go back home. So we did that, then took it to my dad's work for a couple hours, had a took it to an event for the public, just for fans and kids and stuff to be able to see and take pictures with in the old town, right in the city center there. And then, I mean, probably the funnest part was probably just we had this restaurant right on the beach where we took it for at night, and just had, I think it was like 70, 80 people, maybe just their friends, family, everyone kind of out there, and to cap off the night, which I think was a fun way to end the day.
Heck yeah, that's awesome that you got that day with the
Yeah.
cup. Where
Yeah.
is Latvia? Explain to everybody listening where that is.
So it's Northeast Europe. It's kind of south of Finland and Sweden across the bay from there. So it'll border like Belarus, Russia, Estonia, Lithuania. It's a pretty small country. The population's not very big either. But people love hockey and really passionate fans for hockey. That's probably hockey and soccer are probably the most popular sports. So yeah, people know their hockey for sure.
This may be a terrible question, so I might even take it out if it's a terrible question, but are you the first Latvia native to win a cup, or has there been others?
No, there's been one more. So Sandis Toslevich won it with Colorado in 1996,
Yeah, I remember
I
him.
believe it was. Yeah, but I think for whatever reason he didn't end up bringing it back over there. So it was the first time that it's kind of been brought back there. So yeah,
Oh,
so
that's
not the
awesome.
first, but the first to bring it back. Yeah.
Yeah, so there must have been, like you say, lines of people wanting to take pictures with it and just kind of experience it. So that's really cool. Speaking of experiences, what was it like for you to experience a title, a run like that? You know, I mean, it's very hard to win a Stanley Cup. It's very hard to win any championship in any professional sport. So many things have to go your way. What was it like to be around your teammates and see that team come away with the cup and just experience that run?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I think, first of all, I mean, it's just an awesome group of guys in Vegas. And right when I got there, you could tell like everyone was super close and got along really well. And, I think that kind of played a big part in it. But like you said, it's really tough to win a championship. There's a lot of great teams in the league, and I think like if you look back on it, like everything just kind of clicked perfectly at the right time. There's only one injury, to the goalie, to Laurent Brossoit, the whole playoffs, I think. Got fortunate on that side of things, and just the way the team found their game and the rhythm, and it was awesome to be a part of. And I think like the guys were so good that I didn't end up playing very much in the playoffs, but I mean the guys made you feel a part of it, whether you were playing or you weren't playing. And when I did go in, the guy who got taken out, whose spot I took, was extremely supportive of me. And
Yeah.
so then when I got taken out, he got put back in. I was trying to do the same for him, and it was all kind of everyone pulling the same direction. And yeah, guys just really, really, really everyone embraced their roles, and it was just like a fun, really fun group to be around. So it was just really positive the whole time, and got in a good rhythm. And I think kind of the personalities were perfect in the locker room. So it was just like a really, really good mix of everything.
Go back to March 1st. That's the date of 2023 that you were traded from the team that you've been with since you turned pro, is Pittsburgh, with the Penguins. And I'm just curious, from a perspective of being an athlete, and certainly an athlete who's a believer, is a follower of Christ, and we'll talk about your walk with the Lord in a minute. But just what were some of the emotions and prayers maybe that you had that you were thinking through, and just thoughts going from one team to another, especially when you found out that you were being traded? That's not always the easiest situation for any professional athlete when you're kind of right there, you know, about three quarters of the way through a season and you find out you're moving. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean it was tough, especially like looking back on it. I think when it all happened so quick that you didn't really have time to like reflect or think. It was like on to the next thing. They told me I was traded. We were on the road, so they told me I was traded probably around 6 or 7 p.m. And then by 10:30, I was in a flight to Vegas. So, and then at practice the next morning. So it all happened quick, but I mean it was tough. It's like the trade deadline's coming up. I don't necessarily think I was expecting to get traded, but you're always a little cautious, like you never know. And one of my friends had just been put on waivers the day before, so we're all kind of like trying to support him and be supportive of him. And what he's going through. And then I think it was tough. I think, like, we kind of in a way grew up while we were in Pittsburgh and built so many great relationships and loved the city, and obviously got close to a lot of people on the team, and got to know, do some stuff and work with some people outside the rink. So I think we really loved the city, and it felt like home. And not that you like plan on being there a long time, but I think we were hoping to kind of, I knew my contract was expiring, but we were kind of hoping to be back, and just because everything felt like home, like I said, and we were so familiar with everything and just loved it. That it was a pretty big shock. And like even spiritually, like we were pretty close with our chaplain there, Brad Henderson, and him and his wife did our premarital counseling for us. And we're at our wedding, and we had a really good chapel group going. So in that sense, it was just kind of a shock at first. And I think, you're just trying to kind of wrap your head around it, and kind of once you get out to Vegas, just trying to get used to the new surroundings and figure out, where the rink is, where's the hotel, where do I park, all these kind of things. That it all happens quick, but as you reflect on it, I think it was tough for sure. And I think it hit my wife probably even a little harder than me.
I was going to say that. Usually it's not, you just show up. I'm not saying you just show up, but you just show up and they have kind of everything prepared for you, right? Like, hopefully they're going to help you find a place to live, and they're going to put you up in a hotel, and they're going to make sure that you're being picked up at the airport and got to be where you got to be. But your wife, that's not necessarily the case. And so she's got to figure out, do I look for a place to live for 2, 3 months? Like, that's actually really hard on the wife in some cases more than it is the actual player.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we got super lucky. Like I said, in Vegas, like, the guys were awesome, and the girls were great. I think, right away she stayed home for she flew out there for a weekend and went back to Pittsburgh for a couple of weeks. She's working remote, so she had to figure out that whole transition of being able to work from, a different time zone, and some licensing issues and all that. And once she got that settled and came out to Vegas a couple of weeks later, I think, like, the girls were awesome there. Just like included her in everything right away when they were getting together. Girls were reaching out and inviting her places. So even when we were on the road, it seemed like she had stuff to do and wasn't lonely. So I think that helps me feel at peace a little bit too, because I know, she's busy, not just sitting at home by herself trying to figure out what to do, and that they really kind of help the transition that way. So I think it, a lot of it is kind of on the people that you're surrounded with. And we were fortunate that the whole organization in Vegas, and the players and their wives and girlfriends and everyone was super welcoming and nice, and made that transition 100 times easier than I think we even expected.
Oh, that's good. He is Teddy Bluger. He's now with the Vancouver Canucks. He's a Stanley Cup champion, and he's joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. Sports Spectrum being the intersection of sports and faith. Let's talk about the faith side of things a little bit. Tell me about Christ in your life, and maybe share with us a little bit about how that journey has taken shape for you.
Yeah, I think it kind of took some time to get there. I think I didn't grow up with knowing too much about it at all, actually. And then when I came to Minnesota when I was 14, it was an Episcopalian school. So we would have chapel once a week, and then we'd do, they'd say like a prayer before meals and stuff. So it wasn't like super regimented, but there was an element for sure in there, so that you kind of start to learned a little bit about it. And then I think the biggest thing was my wife. She grew up in a Christian house, and had a strong faith and a strong background in that. And we met in high school, and then went to the same college. And she'd always kind of be, not that she'd always be like bugging about it, but just like inviting me to church and this and that. And I was kind of like not really wanting to go early on. And then eventually just kind of started to go a little bit more. And then once I turned pro, we had even in Wilkes-Barre, we had teen chapels and stuff, so I'd go to those and just kind of trying to figure it out, like learn more about it, figure out what it's about. And that process probably went on for a couple of years, honestly, pretty long. And eventually it just kind of like felt right. Like, I knew God was there, and I could see him working in my life. And I was still kind of like afraid to fully commit, and just like, it's, I think, like, I don't know if it's just like in growing up or what, like the mindset was, like, kind of you forge your own way and find your own way and make it happen if it's not, if you know things aren't going your way. And I think I was kind of afraid to kind of give up and give that control up a little bit. So it kind of took me a little longer to come to that realization and give it up to God and truly become a Christian. But eventually I did break through, and it's been a couple of years, and you know, it's been an awesome journey, and God's done some amazing things in our life, even though, you know, like even with the trade, like at the time it seemed very confusing, and you know, we thought we were hoping to be in Pittsburgh for a while, but he's got his own plans, and obviously he knows better than us, so it worked out great. Yeah.
So go inside that a little deeper with that grip you talked about of letting go. That's, I think, the biggest response I'll say I get from a lot of athletes, particularly young athletes who are trying to earn their way so many years, right? Like, you're moving to Minnesota. Am I wrong on this? I think I'm right on this, that you moved to Minnesota because of hockey. Am I right on that?
Yeah, that's right.
So you came to Minnesota to kind of pursue this hockey journey, and you go to college and you do really well there. And then you get selected by Pittsburgh and you make your debut in 2019. And so much of all of that is predicated on performance and you doing well enough to perform, right? To play. And then here comes this relationship with Jesus thing that people are talking about that says, hey, Teddy, this doesn't have anything to do with your performance. This is actually God wants to accept you right as you are. Take me through a little bit of that grip process of letting go of that and relinquishing control to God, and kind of, you said it took a couple of years, what that was like, and if there was any breakthrough moment or anything that just kind of clicked for you, whether it was a song or something.
I don't know about breakthrough moment. I think it's just kind of like time. And, you know, I think I like to like think things through and kind of analyze, but I think like in my head, it was like, okay, like I kind of started to understand, you know, having a relationship with God and all these kind of things. And in my head, I was honestly afraid of, okay, well, if I give up everything to God and he you know, he leads me on a path like away from hockey or away from the NHL. It sounds stupid to say, but that's kind of what my thought process was in a way. Cause it's like, ever since I was a little kid, that's all like the first thing I ever remember wanting to be is just play in the NHL and be a hockey player and all this stuff. So I was kind of like, honestly afraid to lose that. And that was like the focal point of my life, and everything I feel like I was doing was kind of, that was the priority and like geared towards that kind of in a way. So that was something that I had to, I mean, eventually just like overcome. And once you start to realize, like, you know, and I think the relationship with my wife and seeing how she is with other people. And I feel like that's kind of what led me to God in the first place, is like seeing her and she's got like Jesus, like just shining through her because of the type of person she is. And I think everyone can see it. And that's just the type of person she is. And then once I realized, you know, there's kind of more to life, and ultimately, even if I think I have all this control, I don't, because there's even the story of how I came to Minnesota. It's like I went to Shattuck St. Mary's High School, which is pretty well known in the hockey world. But the way I found out about it was that I was back home, and I was at home after school, and they were showing a rerun of The Wild playing Pittsburgh, and they did a little segment about how Sidney Crosby went to Shattuck and how he's back in Minnesota. And then they, you know, listed off all these other guys that played at Shattuck. And that's literally how I found out about Shattuck. And then we literally, my mom and I like Googled it afterwards, and then, you know, eventually arranged a visit and all this stuff. And that's how that came together. And so it's like, you look back and you see God working in your life in all these ways. And, you know, eventually I went to Shattuck and met my wife there. Met so many good friends, and all these kind of things happen, and then you see things fall into place that don't make sense at the time. So I think that's kind of why, I don't know if it, you know, that makes sense, but that's kind of how the internal kind of battle I was having as far as like giving up control. And I think, you know, a lot of times like you watch these sports documentaries and the message is always a little bit the opposite of like, you want to be in control and, you know, you're in control of your own destiny, all this stuff. But if you look at all these scenarios, it's like, so many things have to fall into place at the right time. Even for me to get to Pittsburgh, it's like when I got called up, you know, it's like someone needed to get hurt. I needed to, you know, my first game I played just okay. Someone else needed to get hurt the next, you know, I mean, for me to stay in the lineup, and then all these things had to kind of fall into place for me to even get a spot there. So, yeah.
You're watching TV, you see Sidney Crosby, and like a decade later, maybe less, you and him are teammates. That had to be so surreal.
That was amazing. And I think I was fortunate. Like, he's such an awesome guy that immediately, first day you get called up, you know, he comes over, introduces himself, like, which he obviously doesn't need to do, but he's like asking me questions, you know, how's the trip, how's the season going, how's this and that, and all these other things. And he just like puts you at ease just because he's genuinely, you know, such a good guy. And is just a normal guy. Like, you would have never known that he's the best player, you know, one of the best players ever, if you just interact with him, like, just completely down to earth, just one of the guys. Loves to just like hang out with the guys and, you know, watch football or whatever it may be. So yeah, it was, and then I, of course, like on top of that, I was fortunate enough to sit next to him for my, you know, those 4.5 seasons in Pittsburgh, and just learned so much from him. And I think, you know, we had a pretty good relationship. So I think that's something that I'll probably maybe even appreciate a little more once I'm done playing too. But it was just an awesome experience for sure to have that relationship and get to know him in that way.
He was, I think he made his debut maybe in 05, 06. And I'm looking at your date of birth. You were 12. And now, and he's, you know, still going strong. I think he's probably what, 37, maybe something like that. But he's still going strong. And you've been in the league now for 4 or 5 years. That's kind of crazy, right?
And I remember my brother and I, so they ho Riga hosted the World Championships in 2006, and I think that was after his rookie year, and he went and played for Canada, and we were at those games,
Wow, that's
you
crazy.
know, watching him there and stuff, and him and Malkin was playing there too. So I had a Team Russia jersey that was, you know, he autographed for, you know, among other guys. So it's cool to see, for sure, to think about it that way.
Well, especially like you said, this is all you ever really wanted to be and do since you were a little kid was to play in the NHL, and you're getting your chance to do that. Take me into the mindset of change. Right? Change is just a part of it. And like you said, a couple of years ago, that faith in Christ becomes real to you. You understand it's not about you, it's about him and what he's done for us. And then change still occurs. You get traded, you win a cup, things are good there. And then you're in a new city. You're with Vancouver now and getting ready to embark on another NHL season with a new team and a new city. What's that been like? And how has embracing change been for you these last few months, and just seeing all that God's kind of directed your steps towards?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been good, and I think like the trade to Vegas helped us help prepare us so much better for this. I think, like, you know, that trade was kind of a reminder of who's in control, and that even though in their minds, you know, we thought we were staying in Pittsburgh and all this stuff, and you know, it was kind of hard for us to let go. But I think on the other side of that, there was, you know, amazing things that happened for us, and just a reminder to kind of embrace kind of whatever comes our way, and just enjoy the journey. So it's been great. I think, you know, like I said, that experience, you know, we're probably a little more open-minded, having just gone through that couple months ago. I think it's kind of easier to be the new guy, and you kind of know what to expect. I think, like, in Pittsburgh, it was great. I was just like in such a routine that I didn't think about anything, and then I get to Vegas, it's like, okay, well, what spots open on the bus, where, what parking spots open in the parking lot, like, because in Pittsburgh everything was regimented, like everyone had their own spot, the warm-up routine was always the same, every guy was in the same order, like, and all these things change. And like in Vegas, I feel like once I first got there, I was just like thinking about everything. I was like, okay, well, where's my spot here, what do I do here, where do I go? So just, I think we're a little more at ease and at peace, and even in Vegas, as far as like finding a church and trying to find some fellowship there, I think, you know, we're not like coming to Vancouver. We haven't really, I feel like, been as stressed or worried about that stuff because it'll all be, you know, be clear and come to us at the right time. So that's kind of the mindset we've had since being here, and you know, we've enjoyed it so far. So.
Well, I've heard great things. I've never been to Vancouver. I know you just got there, but it seems like a pretty awesome city from what I hear.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city and very walkable, which is nice. You know, right outside where we live. You know, we can walk around. There's plenty of, you know, cafes and restaurants and stuff to do. So it's been great, and so far the weather's been awesome. I know it's supposed to rain here a lot, so
Yeah.
but it's been fairly sunny so far. So
Good.
that's been nice too. And yeah, just kind of getting to know everyone and, you know, in the organization and the guys and the players and everything and the staff. So it's been good.
Yeah, well, it's good to have another hockey season back, and going to be rooting for you, Teddy Bluger, this year with the Vancouver Canucks. My last question for you: when you think about gratitude and being thankful, what are you most thankful for to God in your life right now? Where's gratitude? Where's your mind go when I mention that word gratitude and what you're thankful for?
Yeah, I think originally, you know, the first thought is kind of the people that I've been fortunate enough to be surrounded by, and that have kind of helped shape me, you know, from my family, my wife, her family, friends that have come across, just people that have kind of been a big part of our lives. And I think, you know, that was kind of a big thing that I was going through. I think, like, in the playoffs when I wasn't playing, and it was kind of, you know, it was frustrating, but I think having faith and knowing that, you know, it's not truly about that, it, you know, helped me handle it so much better. And just being grateful, you know, there's so many amazing players that never get that chance to come close to winning the Stanley Cup, and just to be a small part of a team that does, and you know, the relationships we were able to build in that short time frame, and just being grateful for going on that run and being a part of it and having that experience and getting to know all those people, and you know, just showing up to the rink and trying to do my best every day, and even if I'm not playing, just working hard in practice and trying to improve for, you know, whenever that opportunity might come. You know, I think in the end, like, just came away, like, my wife and I just grateful for the experience to be a small part of that team in Vegas and that whole run. And yeah, so that was kind of another lesson, I guess, for us in gratitude. But yeah, I think overall, like, the first thing that comes to mind to answer your question would be the people that I've been fortunate to meet and have relationships with, and that have played a big part of my life.
Yeah, there's a book out. I think Hillary Clinton was the author. It Takes a Village, and it does. Like this, when you really, especially athletes, when they look at their journeys, I don't know too many athletes that did this all on their own. And I know you might, not you, but you others in professional sports might tout their own talent and all that, but they know, just like you just mentioned, that so many people are responsible for all the different steps that have allowed you to experience what you've experienced. So, kudos to you, my friend. Thanks for being here on the show. Obviously, we'll be cheering you on and appreciate all that you shared, and all the best to you. And hopefully, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks so much for having me on.
And many thanks to Teddy Bluger from the Vancouver Canucks for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. Hockey is back, and it's great to be able to talk to Teddy as he's embarking now on another NHL season, coming off of a topsy-turvy, I guess, kind of 2022-2023 year, when he started out the year with Pittsburgh, where he spent 5 years previously, and then gets traded to Vegas. And what happens? He wins a Stanley Cup. And he gets to spend one day with that Stanley Cup just a month or so ago in Latvia, in his hometown, gets to bring the cup there. That was a great story that he shared, spending that day with the Stanley Cup. I loved how he talked about being traded too, and understanding that change is inevitable as a professional athlete, and how his mindset to understanding that he's not in control, that God is truly in control, was really encouraging to hear. And certainly the gratitude that he has for all of the people in his life that have helped him get to the position that he's in right now. Pretty cool stuff there from Teddy Bluger, and we'll be cheering him on this year with the Vancouver Canucks. We thank Teddy for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. We also thank you for tuning in as well. Check out sportspectrum.com for all of our resources, free resources that you can get there: podcasts, articles, devotionals, video content. Great resources, testimonials, video content, all sorts of great resources. Check out sportspectrum.com and you can find whatever you're looking for there. I think you'll be very pleased to see all of the different testimonials that we have, especially the I Once Was videos. Click the I Once Was tab when you go to sportspectrum.com and you'll find all of these awesome videos from the world of hockey and football and baseball, people sharing their I Once Was Lost and Now I'm Found Jesus stories. Right there, I once was. Click that tab and enjoy those videos over at sportsspectrum.com. Of course, with this podcast, you sharing it with somebody else would be amazing. That helps get the word out. You can also rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And like I said, telling someone is the greatest way to be an ambassador for Sports Spectrum. Telling someone about this show or even just the brand of Sports Spectrum and that we exist. You can find us on our social media pages as well and like us and follow us there. And then please do tune in next time for another conversation here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.